Jefferson County North Coaches Insight. It's on the air here on Care Tonight. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined by Steve Knoll, the JCN girls basketball coach. It is presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design. And, Coach, a lot to dive into here as we're trying to get these last couple games in of the regular season, but the weather being an issue, of course, we'll talk about that. But a couple games you guys played last week, a couple home games against NEK out of conference, and then a Friday tilt at home against Horton. NEK getting the win that first go around, 53-26, and then Horton 59-34, the winner on Friday. Just kind of give us your assessment on those two games last week. What'd you see? What'd you take away from them?
Well, really, we actually had a third one in there. We played up at Jackson Heights on Thursday, and I thought we
That's
played
right,
really
yeah.
well with limited practice going into that Jackson Heights game. And, you know, kind of even scoring all throughout, but just played good defense and everything. And then we kind of carried that over. That was on Thursday night. Then on Friday night, we had that first half against NEK. I thought we looked really good, and I'm not sure what happened. They had one girl lighting us up, and we kind of went to a box and won. But we just could not get things rolling and just kind of fell apart in the second half. And then I'm not sure, you know, again, no practices, but then we turned around Monday and played Horton when we moved that game a little bit to beat the weather. And pretty much the whole Horton game looked like the second half of the NEK game. So, you know, I think a lot of non-practices are kind of catching up with us here a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. And that certainly can be a challenge to navigate. And it is right now with school being out for multiple days this week and, you know, trying to get these last couple games in with Moore Hill Mounts Academy and then ACCHS on Friday. Just the challenge is there, navigating this kind of difficult schedule. We're certainly used to these kind of weeks, you know, in years past, and, you know, you never get a full season in without dealing with some weather like this. So, again, just trying to knock out these last couple games and just trying to navigate everything with your team to get out here through and complete here at this regular season.
Oh, definitely. You know, and really with the way the sub-state is, we, you know, really need to get the games in if we can, just because that can make a difference of, you know, moving up or down, in the standings a little bit, you know, on who you're going to play or whatever. So you got a lot to look at there. And you know, we've had years like this before, but I don't think we've had whole years like this before where we've had as many games postponed, rescheduled as what we've had this year.
What's your thought on the sub-state? It's a little bit different this year. It's changed up. You know, the 2A sub-states, there's 16 teams now. So instead of eight teams, there's four sub-states here with 16 teams. It'll be broken up, each sub-state, into 2 1-8 brackets. You know, you look at it, I'm sure you've peeked ahead a little bit. A lot of good teams, a lot of double-digit win teams in there. You guys are in the middle, you know, of the pack right now. And you mentioned just it's so bunched up getting these last couple games in, especially if you're able to get a couple wins. That can certainly change a lot of things in terms of your path to a sub-state championship. But just your thoughts on kind of the new format here with the sub-state and just kind of looking ahead for next week a little bit.
Overall, I kind of like the idea, the way it's set up and everything, because I know there's been years where we've had just, you know, 8-team sub-state, 5-6 teams that have just kind of been loaded. So at least this way, theoretically, you know, it's going to be the most you're going to have loaded is maybe 3 teams into the 8 team once you divide it up. But, yeah, it makes it a little different when you're sitting there trying to go through and figure out, hey, we could, you know, get a 1 win, be in this sub-state, or get 2 wins, be in this sub-state, or get a loss. And, you know, it makes the kind of figuring where you're looking at a lot more difficult at this point.
There it is, Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers trying to wrap up the regular season this week. Again, scheduled tilts with Moore Hill Mounts Academy and then ACCHS coming up on Friday night. And then Substate, obviously, the storyline going into next week. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon.